Proclamation number 6096 of 2nd of November, 1954. Earthwalking, Act of Grace. Return to God. It is an immeasurable act of grace by God that you are allowed to live on this earth as a human being, for you have an undeserved opportunity to regain possession of the light and strength you once voluntarily relinquished. Your sin against eternal love was so immense that eternal damnation would have been the just punishment for it, for you rebelled against the highest and most perfect being to whom you owed your existence, whose greater than great love called you into being. You rejected this love. You showed enmity towards him who only gave you unlimited love. And thereby you created a gulf between him and you which could never be bridged by you, and thus your fate would have been eternal separation from God, which is equal to eternal damnation in darkness and torment. But God's love did not give up on you. It found ways and means to reduce the distance between him and you in order to guide you to himself again. And this also includes earthly life as a human being, which is therefore a special act of grace by God, because without your own merit you are guided onto a path which leads directly back to God if you live it in accordance with God's will. If you subordinate your will to God's will for the duration of your earthly life, all memory of your fall is taken from you. As independent beings, you are only confronted with one decision: to want, to think and to act good or bad. You are sinful because of your former rebellion against God. But you can make up for this sin. You can become free of it, if you do not oppose God during your life on earth but consciously turn to Him. If your will is good, then your walk on earth will also be good, it will correspond to God's will, and you will have passed the test of will. You have confessed God to whom you once stood in enmity. God's greater than great love created this opportunity for you to return to Him again in order to be able to receive light and strength in abundance and to attain your original state again. It is an act of grace of which you can only make yourselves worthy by making use of it, by allowing His infinite love to take effect on you and reciprocating it through your complete submission. For you would never accomplish the return to Him of your own strength, and only this undeserved grace of embodiment as a human being can make the return to God possible, which therefore cannot be valued highly enough and which is only properly recognized when the soul is in the state of light and strength again. Only then does it recognize what it was, what it is and what it is yet to become. Only then will it also recognize God's infinite love, which it once resisted, and then it will love Him with all intimacy and also find its beatitude in this love. Amen.